This week, the descendants of the Elaine Massacre of 1919 are hosting the inaugural Elaine Unity Fest. To learn more about the virtual event, today we're speaking with the group's founder and managing director, Lisa Hicks Gilbert. Thank you so much for joining us. To start with, I'd love to know why you decided to create this organization in March of 2020 and how it's grown since then.
Actually, I waited until my grandmother had passed, because that had been her request as she, well, right before I found out about the Elaine Massacre had happened. And she passed in December of 2019. And I found out some interesting information about other work that was being done around the Elaine Massacre. And I was bothered by it. And I was bothered that even though I didn't have the opportunity, or because of my promise, you know, my voice wasn't out there, that the voices of the descendants of the massacre victims were not being heard, and that there were not leaders in the work being done around the Elaine Massacre. And I decided if I was bothered about what was or wasn't being done, I needed to be doing it. So that's kind of how I started.
You learned about the massacre, or more about it, from your grandma. So you were an adult when you found out that you were connected to the massacre and that you are a descendant. What was that like for you to not only learn about this event that you clearly had not been taught in like school, but to know that you were like personally connected to it?
Actually, that was almost a year into talking to my grandmother. And I'd seen the picture of the Elaine 12. And I hadn't seen the list of the 122 defendants yet, but I saw the picture and it had Ed and Frank Hicks, and I'm looking at them like, but until my grandmother was talking and she told about her connection when someone asked her, she was getting ready, they were heading to a family reunion, and a neighbor of hers asked her what was her family's last name, maiden name. And she said Knox. And then that's when this gentleman, who was a survivor, who survived the massacre and who was in the church that night, started telling her about Joseph Knox. So that's kind of how she started telling me about that. And then I said, well, what about Ed and Frank Hicks? And she's like, those were she always said, referred to my grandfather as dad, because we called him dad. Oh, yes, those were your dad's people, but he wouldn't talk about it, So that's how I found out that there, the connection from her. I wondered because of the names, of course. And at that time, it didn't even dawn on me that my grandmother was an Ox. And because I never thought about it until, she mentioned that Mr. Jack had asked her what was her maiden name. She was going to a family reunion, asked her, who are your people? What are their names? So, yeah, for the first 2 years, I always describe it just kind of being numb. It just took a minute to kind of soak it in. So.
And now you are helping organize and host the inaugural Unity Fest, September 30th through October 3rd. Going to be virtual because of COVID. What are some of the events that people can participate in?
The first event it is going to be an interview. And that is going to be myself and the great niece of Robert L. Hill, Charlotte Hill O'Neill. So she and I will be interviewed by the Arkansas Peace and Justice Memorial Movement. And that video will go up because of time difference. It's 8-9 hour time difference. So we're going to record it in the morning and then play it in the evening right before the Elaine Truth Town Hall.
Where is she at that she's in a different time zone?
She's in Africa, Tanzania, and she is going to open us up with a video talking about how she learned about the massacre and her. So, and then we'll be interviewed. And she and I have an announcement as well. So,
so something to look forward to there. Yes. And I apologize, I interrupted. You were talking about a town hall as well.
Yes. So, in the town hall, it is something I'd originally asked for. Reaching out to people or organizations on the ground in Elaine who were doing the work of the Elaine Massacre. we need a town hall because there's mistrust. There's a lot of things happening where the community is feeling left out. There's already a culture of mistrust. I mean, people in Elaine, they're not trustful, especially if they don't know you. So, and they had questions. I had questions. And I said, let's do a town hall, virtual, get on Zoom. And then that way the community, descendants, other descendants can ask us about our work, what are our plans, and see why we're doing the work. This is their voice, just their platform to have their voice and have their say. Their descendants, they do work in the community and they have questions that no one will answer. And this is their opportunity to voice, you know. So an opportunity for the attendees to ask questions, make comments, and it's open to everybody.
What are some of those questions that have gone unanswered for descendants?
Well, I think one of the questions has gone, it's been answered, but it still comes up. It's why was the Elaine Massacre Memorial put in Helena? And then people ask, I know that there's some reparations money that was received and, you know, by the Elaine Legacy Center, you know, $150,000. People want to know why did they receive it and why was the community not included on what happens to those funds. And people have questions about the city government, what's going on in Elaine, water issue, so many issues. So, and I'm gonna try to steer it away. And a lot of people are gonna be more concerned with what's going on day-to-day with their day-to-day lives. And there's gonna be questions, you know, again, about the reparations money. But I'm hoping we can spend a good amount of time focusing on what we can do and then making sure that the attendees and those who have questions, you know, though they have questions of me or anyone else, you know, that's their opportunity to let's discuss how you can help fix some of those problems. How can you be engaged in city government, attending city council meetings, getting up and speaking, planning to help make the community better, planning and helping us with events for the youth, helping us with events for the elderly and volunteering. And so I'm going to put those questions kind of back to them. You know, they're going to come with problems or issues or concerns. And I'm going to spend some time making sure that they understand that we know their problems. What am I personally going to do to help fix them?
So we have the interview, we have the town hall. I think there's also a writing workshop.
Yes. And then on Friday, there is a symposium, and it is the Elaine Massacre, the Fight for Restorative Justice. So that's a conference on Friday, and they're going to be talking about allyship. You know, what are some things that I guess the community, the state could do around restorative justice to help Elaine, not so much reparations, but what are some of the restorative things and what are the disparities that we have health disparities and digital disparity. So what are some of the things that they can do now? And that's Friday. And then on Saturday, that's when we're having two workshops. It's going to be one for youth and then an adult workshop. And immediately after that, we're going to be announcing the winners of the essay contest. And then Sunday is just going to be a call out to all of the churches to, you know, remember the, you know, those lost in Elaine Massacre during their church service.
So a couple of days of remembrance and calls to action. What are you hoping that folks will ultimately take away from this inaugural Unity Fest?
I'm hoping that Phillips County, you know, we're the poorest county in the state of Arkansas, where one of the worst tragedies in the state of Arkansas happened. And our community is just devastated with poverty. And I hope that, you know, the community, that Phillips County, especially our city government. First, I hope that the citizens and the descendants in particular understand that our ancestors, what they were fighting for. They were fighting for better for their community, for themselves, for their family, and for us, for their descendants. And that we need to get back to that. We need to step it up and get back to that. And then I hope that all of the city governments in Phillips County understand that because of the Elaine Massacre, that massacre prevented generational wealth. Because of that, generational poverty has been rampant in Phillips County, you know, for 102 years. So I'm hoping we understand that, how that happened, and why it's important that through unit, that we cannot do this alone. Black, white, whomever, if you have any, any inkling of wanting to get, you know, some people, we need to get past that. You can't get past something you won't even acknowledge. You won't even address. So, and that's, you know, particularly for this, for the state. The Senate this past spring really helped propel me to do the Elaine Unity Fest. When we went with Senate Bill 674, when we went and they didn't even allow us to get, we got one vote. They didn't even allow us to get out of committee. And when you go and you're trying to create, you know, unify, use the word unity, unify Arkansas, and all the things in there are to help begin the path to racial healing, and you don't even give it a vote out of committee to get to the floor. That told me how far we have yet to go in Arkansas. So I took those, because it was so bitter for me, I took those bitter lemonades. I said, okay, we don't have to wait on them, or we don't need permission, or we don't need a bill to tell us that we need to have unity, not just in Phillips County, but in the state of Arkansas. So what better place to have a unity fest in the state of Arkansas than, again, where the worst tragedy, you know, of the state happened. So I believe that type of festival is what's needed, the word unity, getting there in Arkansas. That's kind of how I came up with that.
If people are interested in learning more about it, there's information on your Facebook page, facebook.com/descendantsofElaine. Ms. Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.